This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I had a chance to interview this guest last January. Wicked cool thing going on in town. I wish more people were taking advantage of it, doing some amazing things. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
It should be very fun, and I don't know the word I'm trying to come up with. Illuminating.
Illuminating.
It shall be illuminating.
It will be conversation, no doubt about it. We're Pam Henman, who is the marketing and PR manager at Historic Oakland Foundation. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming back to the show.
You as well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure. We're also joined by Cooper Sanchez, who is the head gardener at Oakland Cemetery. Cooper, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for making time. As you said, Pam, for a place that's got a lot of dead people, you guys are awfully busy. So
yes.
Very exciting. Thanks for making time to join us. Pam, I can't imagine there's anyone listening to this who is not familiar with Oakland Cemetery. Take a quick second and just remind everyone what everything's about at Oakland Cemetery and the foundation as well.
Sure. Oakland Cemetery is located in the Grant Park neighborhood of Atlanta. We're about a mile from downtown, and we are 48 acres, and we're the final resting place for a lot of Atlanta's notables. We have Bobby Jones, Maynard Jackson, Margaret Mitchell. We also have 72,000 other folks, Civil War soldiers, generals. I mean, you name it, we probably have it. We also have a lot of tours and events throughout the year. Every weekend, we offer guided walking tours covering a range of topics about Oakland and Atlanta's history and how it ties into our state, region, and nation's history. So we really are a place where you can go to learn all about Atlanta. We like to say that we're where Atlanta's history begins and ends. So It's a really cool place if you guys haven't visited before. So
it's an amazing place to visit.
Yeah.
Trust me, those listening, it's a cemetery, but an amazing place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of history.
It sure does.
So we understand that you have a special event coming up. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, definitely. So our first special event for 2016 is coming up on April 16th. It's called Arts at Oakland Presents Illumine, an evening of light and art in the gardens. And we're working with an artist who's with me today, Cooper Sanchez, and three other local artists. And we're going to kind of turn the gardens into a gallery, if you will. So it's an evening event, and I'll let Cooper kind of get into the details of what to expect, but it'll be really magical, we think. It's our second year doing the Arts at Oakland event, and premise is to interpret Oakland's history through art. So last year, we worked with the artist collective who interpreted the history through sound, and this year, we're using light as the medium. So it'll be really exciting.
That sounds really cool. So yeah. Cooper, how in the heck are you going to do this? Tell us what kind of art you're going to be creating there.
Well, it's a pretty natural fit. I'm there all the time. I've been there off and on for 8 years, and I've had this idea for a couple of years. Actually, I don't know, we did this once before back in 2009. It was a little bit more rogue back then, went through the city, and we didn't have a greenhouse at the time. So we just sort of pretended like there's one and moved into that space. But I'm not exactly sure how we're going to pull this off, but we're going to pull it off. We've got a lot of plans. We've been working on it for a really long time. So your question was, how are we going to do this? It's just going to be, people are going to come in and see the gardens at dusk, and the lights will be sort of a little bit minimal at that point in time. But about halfway through the event, the sun will set and the lights will shine a lot more. And I think it's going to make a lot of sense to folks, you know, about midway through what we're trying to do. So it's a garden tour as well as an art show and a light show. So we're really trying to kill three birds with one stone deliberately. And I think it's going to go really well.
Yeah, so Cooper's made light boxes using pressed botanicals from the gardens and mold castings from headstones and all sorts of other things, like wisteria vines. And so those will kind of light a self-guided path to the greenhouse, which will then be a pop-up gallery featuring three other artists. So when we say light show, it's not your typical light show. You know,
we're not talking about Christmas lights strung around the gravestones.
Yeah.
Holy smoke, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah,
how long have you been working on them? I mean, you said you've had that idea for a while.
I've been sort of ironing the idea out for about 2 years, but I've been working pretty much around the clock putting this together since September, as soon as we sort of decided we were going to do it for sure. So I had a lot of work already lined up, and I've been making light boxes for years and learned a lot about all the different depth that you can create. And so it was something that I just sort of had on my back burner anyway. So I just turned up the speed a little bit, and we started making a lot of stuff and started cutting huge pieces of wisteria and whitewashing it. It's been fun.
It's just going to be wow.
I can't wait to see this. Well, you said you had a lot of other stuff lined up. What's a typical installation that you might do?
Well, three of my closest friends are involved as well, and they're some of the most creative people that I know. Elizabeth Ingram, who is the creative director for Rocket Farms. She's their interior decorator. She just does a lot of creative stuff for that, for Ford Fries Restaurant Group. She would not call herself an artist, but I do. And my best buddy, Charles, who I've known since, you know, I was 18 or 19, he and I went to art school together. He is probably the most traditional artist of the group of four. He's a oil on linen type guy, really good painter, traditionalist. And then Steve Bransford, another super tight bro. He works for Emory, and he and I have been working on a documentary for 5 years on one of my mentors, Ryan Gainey, and he's just a really, really creative guy. So most of these people, including myself, don't really call themselves artists. We're just creative folks, and we make things and try to make things happen. So I'm not sure if I'm answering your question.
You're absolutely answering the question. You're acting just like I would expect an artist to act. I agree with you. You should never call yourself an artist. The community should call you one. That's it's like experts. How many people are self-proclaimed experts? You know, some all right, fascinating stuff. I'm getting a sense of how cool this is really going to be. Just listening to him walk through what he's thinking. So, all right, Cooper and Pam will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Cooper Sanchez and Pam Henman with Oakland Cemetery.
Oakland is well known for its Victorian-era gardens. How will the event incorporate those gardens into the night?
Sure. Well, I let Cooper kind of address that. He works in the gardens daily, and he knows a lot about the Victorian Garden Cemetery movement. But I can say that all proceeds from Lumen will benefit the gardens, which we use those funds to support our recently erected greenhouse, support our volunteers team, buy supplies for the gardens and the like. But Cooper can actually talk to the specifics of how the gardens will incorporate into the evening.
Well, as far as the Victorian era gardens go, we have an annoying pun that Oakland has great bones for gardeners. And it's not because of everybody buried there, but we have waist high walls that run through the entire cemetery and beautiful structure, great pathways, sculpture. It's an outdoor museum. So it's a perfect place to garden. And the Victorians loved to garden, and they planted everything. They had a big palette of plants. They didn't just stick to boxwoods and autumn ferns. They used everything they could get their hands on, which maybe part of the reason why we had the greenhouse in the first place at Oakland is so that they could overwinter a lot of tender things that would normally die in the wintertime. So we have tried, Sarah Henderson and some other folks, there's a group of really loyal gardeners that have been working at Oakland for a long time. Sarah is head of grounds, and she is very diligent to make sure that we follow Victorian tradition and we use plants that they would have had access to.
Oh, that's cool.
So part of what we're trying to accomplish is show off the gardens during the day for the first couple of hours, and then, you know, show them in a different way at night. So the transition from day to night is sort of what we're trying to do.
So has it gotten harder to find heirloom plants, or is that part of the reason for the greenhouse? You can grow your own, or how does that work?
Not really. I guess everywhere. I don't know. I haven't lived everywhere. But I know in the Southeast, there's a lot of people that are really interested in keeping our old plants alive. And, you know, there's a lot of, like camellias, for example, there's a lot of great new camellias, but The old ones are the best to me. I like the old ones. And they just sort of, they behave better. They've been around longer. And you can't really beat some of the old varieties. So it doesn't really limit our palate in a lot of ways.
Right.
I mean, you can, you know, use the classics and come out all right. So
Pam, tell us what else we need to know about the event.
Sure. So tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the gate. But we also have a really cool VIP package that we're calling the Illuminati package.
Oh, cute.
And we are working with Chef Ford Fry's restaurant, JCT Kitchen and Bar, to create a really cool kind of Southern garden party area. So people who get the Illuminati package get, of course, entry into the event, and then a limited edition screen printed poster, 2 free drinks, beer, wine, or water, sausages if you like. And then also Chef Brian Horn, the executive chef at JCT Kitchen, has put together a really nice box dinner for folks. So you get to eat in the gardens or among the art. It's going to be really, really fun. And those are limited and sold in advance only. So the event runs from 6 to 10. It's self-guided. So, you know, we're just asking people to bring a flashlight, bring some friends, and come hang out in the gardens. It should be good.
All right. Sounds so there's lovely. That special VIP event. I love JCT. Holy smokes. So for the rest of us, the general public, how do they get information about this and get tickets to attend?
www.oaklandcemetery.com. And then we're all over social media. So if you can't find us on our website, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest at all. So.
All right. And Cooper, looking forward to seeing your fine work at this thing.
Thanks.
Going to be very, very exciting.
It's good to meet you guys.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. So Cooper Sanchez, the head gardener at Oakland Cemetery and one of the featured artists at this great event, and Pam Henman, marketing and PR manager at Historic Oakland Foundation. Cooper, Pam, it's great to have you. Good luck with this great
Thank
event.
Thanks,
Thanks
for having
so
us.
The pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Cooper Sanchez and Pam Henman, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.